We continue on learning Le'ilu Nishmas, Davi ben Menachem, Rishon ben Chaim, Yaakov, Shaleo. We are in Yevamos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Now, in the first Mishnah in the Masechta, we had the 15 Arayos, who we said, because there's an Erva that fell to Yibam, that and the brother, Shimon, cannot marry his Erva, his daughter, we gave that example. So therefore, he doesn't marry, he doesn't do Yibam on the Tzara, on the co-wife either, on Chana. They're both exempt from Yibam and Chalitza. On that list was, one of the 15, was Eishes Achiv Shaloya Ba'olamo, the wife of his brother, who was not to, whose world he didn't share literally. That's where you have a brother that's born later, meaning Reuven and Shimon are Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachdov, as the Pasuk says in Yibam, in Parshas Kiseitze, that only when they're living at the same time. But let's say another brother was born later, as we'll see, so there is no mitzvah of Yibam. That's what the Mishnah here is going to describe. Ketzad Eishes Achiv Shaloya Ba'olamo, what's that case of a wife of a brother who they were not in the world at the same time, where that is going to exempt the tzara, the co-wife, from chalitza and yibam. So Shnei Achim, you have two brothers, and that's, take a look at our case. You have Reuven, if you look at the picture, Reuven and Shimon are brothers living at the same time. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Penina. And what happens? Umeisachad mehem, and then let's say Reuven dies. So Reuven dying means that Shimon would have to perform Yibam. Now, Penina is not, there's no Erva problem so far like we had. There's no daughter, there's no relationship here at all. There should be no problem with Shimon performing Yibam on Rachel. He's married to Penina, he can have two wives. So Shimon would perform Yibam on Rachel. Now what happened was, after Reuven died, before Shimon did Yibam, Levi is born. A brother is born to them. So that's what it means. You had Shnei Achim. Umeisachad mehem, one of the brothers died. Reuven dies. V'nolad hemach, and then Levi, if you see in the picture there on the right side, Levi is then born. And v'acharkach yibim hasheni es eishes achim. And then after that, after Levi's born, Shimon performs Yibum, as you see, on Rachel. So now Shimon is married to Rachel, who is his Yavama, and he's married to Penina, who is his original wife, and then Vamesa. Now Shimon dies. So Shimon's two wives, Rachel, who is the one he did Yibam on, who used to be Reuven's wife, and Penina, both fall to Levi as for Yibam. So what's the problem here? So Harishona, think about this. The wife, Rachel, is a woman who is Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Ba'olamo. She, Rachel, had been married to Reuven, and Levi was not in the picture at that time. So here we're going to say now, so who is Rachel to Levi? It's an Eishes Ach. And if you look at the parentheses, it's what I wrote under Rachel. Erva to Levi because of Eishes Ach. Remember, Yibam overrides an Issur Doraisa of living with your sister-in-law, living with the brothers, your brother, living with your brother's wife. So here, Levi has no mitzvah of Yibam because he was born when Reuven, after Reuven died. So therefore, there is no mitzvah of Yibam on Rachel he can perform. So she's absolutely usher to him. And since Rachel is usher to him, so Penina too is the tzara of Shimon. After Shimon passes away, the two wives, since Levi can't marry Rachel, so therefore he doesn't marry, he doesn't do Yibam or Chalitza to Penina either. That's what it means. So Vames, and then Shimon dies. Harishona Yotzeis Mishomeshes Achiv Shaloya Ba'olamo, the first wife, Rachel, who had been married to Reuven, she's exempt on the fact that she, in relationship to Levi, is the wife of a brother who is the world they didn't share together. So she's like an Erva, she's an Eishes Ach. They're not allowed to live together. There's no mitzvah of Yibam. The Hashniya and Penina is exempt. She goes out free without Yibam Achalitza because she's the co-wife of an Erva. That is the case of this Mishnah. And then also the Mamar of a Mace. But what happened if the following Mamar, we'll see later as well. Mamar is Kiddushin Derabanan when it comes to Yibam. Now, when the halacha is really Yibam, Yivamaya Vo Aleha, Yibam is only performed with Bia on a Doraisa level when it comes to regular marriage. So Kiddushin affects a marriage, Midoraisa. When it comes to, and that can be done through Kesef or Shtar as well. Bia is the third possibility, but we do Kiddushe Kesef. And they're married midoraisa. When it comes to Yibam, there is no Kiddushe Kesef Doraisa. There's no Kiddushe Shtar Doraisa. There's just bia, and yivamo yivo aleha, and that's the way you affect the marriage of yibum. So, but midrabbanan, the chachamim instituted that there be a kiddushin as well for yibum, and that's what we call mamar. Mamar is where you give the money, a kesef, as if it were regular kiddushin, or a shtar, but that's only yibum derabbanan. You're only connected on a derabbanan level. So let's say you have a case where Shimon, the second brother, performed mamar with Rachel. And he didn't do, he had another one, he has this wife Penina, and he didn't do full Yibum with Rachel, but he only did Mamar. And then, Vames, and then he died without performing Yibum. And now he has his Penina, which is his full wife, and Rachel, who is his partial wife, because they only did Mamar. So now he dies, and now these two women, Penina and Rachel, fall to Levi. So this is not so simple anymore. It's because since Rachel and Shimon, they didn't have full Yibum. So the Mishnah here says, Hashnia choletzetz velo misyabemis. Penina, what are we going to do with her? So when it comes to Rachel, so Levi's not going to marry Rachel. It's Eishes Achiv Shalei Abolamo. It's an Eishes Ach problem. So that is for sure a problem. But Penina, the fact that she is exempt as the Tzara of Shimon, is it really so true she's the Tzara of Shimon? Shimon, on a Doraisa level, never did Yibum with Rachel. So maybe maybe this should not be an issue for Levi to marry Penina. Because in what way does Rachel really exempt Penina? Shimon is not fully married to her. And that's why it says the second wife, Penina should do chalitza. No, Yibum, choletza, hashnia, choletza, shalom yisya'abemes. Since the mama or wife, this woman, Rachel, never had full Yibum, she's not married to Shimon on a d'oraisa level. So now, the full wife, you can't do Yibum with Penina, of course, because the mama or wife is considered partially married. It's married to midrabbanan. So therefore, Levi will do, with Penina will do, Chalitza and not Yibum. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Shnei Achim Umesach Amehem. So this is a similar case. The difference is, if you look, I wrote this next to Levi. I wrote in Mishnah Aleph, this is where Levi is born before Shimon did Yibum, right? Reuven died, and then Levi is born before any Yibum was done. Eishes Achiv Shaloi Ba'olamo. Fine. Mishnah Beis there, I wrote, is where Levi is born after Shimon did Yibum. So we'll see if maybe there's a difference in the halacha. Shnei Achim Umesach Amehem, two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and one died. Reuven dies. V'yibim Hasheni Eishes Achiv, and Shimon does Yibum to Rachel, to the wife of Reuven. V'achar kach nolad lahem ach. Okay, so Yibum was done here. It wasn't just that that Reuven died and then Levi was born. No, Reuven died and Shimon did Yibum, and then Levi is born. So Levi is born after Shimon did Yibum. Harishona yotzeis mishum eishes achiv shaloyo b'olamo. So the first wife, Rachel, obviously, Levi doesn't, there's no Yibum or Chalitza. So she's completely exempt. She's completely free after what happened, after Shimon dies. After Shimon dies, this is Vareso again. Shnei Achim, Umesachar Mehem, one dies, that's Reuven dies. V'ibe Masheni Eseshes Achiv, Shimon does Yibum to Rachel. V'acharkach Nolad Lohen Ach, and then Levi is born. V'mes, and now Shimon dies. Harishona, so this is Rachel, Yotzeis Mishum Eshes Achiv Shalya Balamo. So obviously Levi is not, can't perform Yibum or Chalitza on Rachel. She is his sister, brother's wife. And because of that, so this is an Eishes, a classic case of Eishes Achiv Shaler Bolamo, and of course Levi cannot live with Rachel. V'hashnia Mishum Tzarasa, and Penina is free because she is the Tzara of Rachel, who is an erva to Levi because of Eishes Ach. So far, the Tanakhama seems to say this is the same halacha. Makes no difference whether Levi was born before Shimon did Yibum or after Shimon did Yibum. And also b'mamar, as the previous Mishnah, let's say Shimon only did mamar with Rachel, not full Yibum, only did the kiddushin, the marriage midrabbanan, the Yibum midrabbanan, v'meis, and then Shimon died, hashnia. So of course, the wife Penina, shcholetzes, will have chalitza v'lo misyamim. They can't live together. They don't take a chance on that. that. But Chalitza, yes, because Shimon may not have, is only partially married to Rachel, and maybe Penina is his full wife, and there's no problem at all for Levi, and there's no exemption of Tzara, of Rachel exempting Penina as a Tzara, and therefore Levi would need to perform really even with Penina. We're not sure, and therefore he should do Chalitza, like in the previous mission. But now comes Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Miyabein Le'ez Omehen Sheyirza. He says, since the second brother married the first brother's widow before the youngest brother was born, since Shimon married Rachel did Yibum before even Levi was in the picture, so then we allow Levi to perform Yibum with any of the second brother's widows that he wishes. He wants to marry, do Yibum with Rachel, he wants to do Yibum with Penina, it's not a problem. Why is this so? So according to Rabbi Shimon, the first brother's widow is considered an erva, meaning Rachel is considered an erva to Levi only if she's still in need of Yibum or Chalitza at the time that Levi is born. But Rachel was not in need of Yibum or Chalitza at the time that Levi was born. Here, Shimon already performed Yibum before even Levi was born. So there's no connection at all between Levi and Rachel, because complete Yibum was already done. As after all, she has no connection. She was the wife of the first brother. No, she's only the wife of the second brother. So, and since the Levi and Shimon did live at the same time, they are yachdav. So he can perform Yibum or Chalitza with either the widows, and the other one is free to get married.